But that is the voice of Audrey Shimkus, who is with us here this afternoon. And how are you?
Hi, Chewy. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And what a fun tune, the Frim Fram Sauce.
Oh, I know. A friend actually told me what Frim Fram Sauce was all about. I really didn't know all that time. It's really about hot Cajun food and how it makes you feel really hot inside and you start sweating, you know. And it's supposed to, you know, it really means this song is about sex.
Ooh.
It's about, you know, finding someone that makes you feel that way.
So I dig it, yeah.
That's what the song is about. All these years, I found it out.
And me talking about appetites, man.
Right. There you go.
Well, I think that's very cool. And that was a very nice rendering of that. And this is a recording that you did live. Where did you record it? And perhaps who are the people on the record with you?
Okay, well, we got this gig by playing at a small place in Sausalito where I'm there almost every other Thursday called Cafe Divino. Some people came in, heard me, and booked me for the Sausalito Women's Club had a Valentine's concert. So there, it was a paid gig where I paid my musicians well, so I decided to record it live. And that's where it all came from. And who you're hearing is Mike Klein on piano, who's been with me a long time. And Trevor Kinsell on acoustic bass, and Spike Klein on drums.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
But I know you were telling me that, you know, being a jazz vocalist is something that you've only done for the last, you know, couple, two, 3 years. And it's something that you said you finally found yourself, you know. Well, perhaps were you always thinking about music and finally said, now's the time?
No. I always loved music. It just wasn't in my, you know, possibilities. It wasn't in that realm. I never thought about it. And, you know, all the things you have to do to stay alive and pay the mortgage, you do. But there was always this art side of me. I mean, I started dancing when I was a kid, and I still do ballet dancing twice a week. I studied with ACT in the 90s, you know, night school, that kind of thing. The music was always something I loved, but because I couldn't sound like Linda Ronstadt, you know, I really didn't think I was a singer. And I got a singing teacher, Sandy Cressman, who actually taught me that I could cross the bridge in my singing voice. And all of a sudden, it opened this range of possibilities. Wow, my God, I can go from a low E flat to, it doesn't matter, I can go as high as I want if I go that way. And all of a sudden, that opened up the possibilities of being a jazz singer. And so I sat in with groups for a number of years, and at some point I just said, enough of this sitting in, I need to find out what I'm going to sound like. So I decided to go professional and got a demo CD, and that's what I did 2.5 years ago. This is a work in progress. I am a work in progress, and I just love it. I'm really happy when I sing.
That's very cool. Yeah. But you were telling me that, you know, your roots originally go back to the East Coast, to Long Island.
Yes.
Was jazz something that you heard growing up?
No. Oh, no. I was from a suburban background, and we were not allowed to go into Greenwich Village at the time. So, no, I was a Dylan and Beatles and all the rock and roll. I mean, and also the folk music. That was it. And, of course, I think I spent some time in college doing the guitar and the folk music stint. And then I went into electric guitar with some rock and roll musicians, played rhythm guitar for a while. And I'm a classical pianist by training, so So that's just not a typical resolution to all the music, but here I am.
Oh, but I'm glad that you're here because, you know, it's just wonderful when you see, you know, though, someone pursuing this art form and doing it with the passion that you're doing it with, because, you know, it shows that you love it and that, you know, it's something that makes you feel good. It makes other people feel good, which is a very beautiful gift to share with people, which I think, you know. But right now we're going to listen to a song that also is very beautiful. It's called Killing Me Softly. And, of course, we all know it through Roberta Flack. And tell us why you decided to record this.
Well, of course, I love that Roberta Flack doing it. But as a really standard jazz musician, I wanted to do it as a swing tune. And that's why I put this one on the album.
Great. Well, let's check it out. And right now our guest is Audrey Shimkus. She will be performing this Thursday, October 21st, over at Shanghai 1930 in San Francisco from 8 to midnight. And then she'll tell us a little bit more about some of the other upcoming gigs, including her home base over there at Cafe Divino in Sausalito. But with that, here is Audrey Shimkus here at Jazz 91.